from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maybe I'm old. Maybe I'm behind the times. Blah, blah, blah. But I don't embrace this. I know this was a big story yesterday, and I don't like it. I think it stinks for our industry, selfishly, but I'm guessing most of you that work in different industries probably have the same like questions about, is this really going to help us, and is this going to put me out of a job? And I'm talking about AI. Not Allen Iverson. Not Iverson.
We're talking
not
about
Iverson.
Practice?
Not Iverson. How about robot? Not a real player, robot. Some of it can be beneficial. Big, you and I off the air were talking about, you know, when you Google something now, it gives you, you know, boom, instantaneous
AI
find with an AI description. I love it. Okay, love it. But some of these, I'm wondering, it's not going to be okay. The nefarious things that can happen with AI do scare me. And it's not about robots taking over the world, but it's just. Why are we taking away jobs? And in this case, I'm talking about Al Michaels. So a big deal was made yesterday by NBC saying that Al Michaels' AI voice is going to narrate basically some highlights, some recaps on Olympics coverage. The network will use an artificial clone of Michaels to narrate daily recaps. They asked, this is a Vanity Fair piece that was actually written, it was really, really well done. They asked Michaels about it. He said it was not only close, it was almost 2% off of perfect. He thought they did a really, really good job. I get for Al Michaels, he could just say, cut me a check. Fine, I don't have to work and you're going to use AI. But
you could have more nice steak,
but they're not. Why not just pay Al Michaels to voice the daily recaps and not have computer Al do it?
Ty Kelly, welcome to your daily Olympic recap, your personal rundown of yesterday's most thrilling Olympic moments. Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory in the men's 4x100-meter medley relay, smashing the world record. Over at the diving venue, Chris DePalmer showcased resilience and skill, overcoming past knee surgeries to qualify for the women's springboard final. Meanwhile, a tough break for Canada's Pamela Ware as a failed final dive scored zero, ending her bid for the final. Check out these highlights from yesterday's action.
Yeah, that's an example of AI Al. Pretty good, right?
It sounded just like Al.
Scary.
And he said, you know, He was very skeptical of the proposal and Turley heard it himself. Frankly, it was astonishing. It was amazing. And a little bit frightening, he says in the Vanity Fair article. With his concerns by the wayside, Michaels gave his blessing to NBC. His voice, or at least a highly convincing replica of it, will now be lent to a feature on the network's streaming platform, Peacock, offering users daily recaps of the summer games tailored to their favorite events and narrated by the AIL. Why are we doing this?
You're already paying. Their NBC is already paying Snoop Dogg to be there. Why not have him do the recap or just, you know, bring Al Michaels? He could do it from his house in Pebble Beach.
Yes.
He could record it there, but just.
I feel like they're using him to showcase the technology. Oh, look how cool it is. Look how great it is and whatever.
It kind of sounded like video game-ish
a little bit. But I understand now why the actors went on strike. Yep. They're like, we're not doing this.
No.
You're not going to just steal our voice and then play it out there.
This guy has called so many big moments in sports, including the 1980 Olympics. Morrow with the puck at the end of that great game against the Soviets. Ken Morrow, Bud Lowy, lives here in Kansas City, but Al Michaels on that call.
Also in Jay's phone.
Maybe. I went to Zamboni ride one time, so I might have asked for it. He did come into our garage,
right below Joey Chestnut.
We had three guys around. He did come. But Al Michaels on the call. He's always been in the big famous moments, and now it's an AI.
I think it's great that we got this new technology, and we can do some stuff with it that we've never even thought possible. But, I mean, this is as close to putting a guy out of business as I've ever seen. And I'm sure they're like, we're going to make it worth your while, Al. And he looked at it, you are? But then I'm thinking, if he also got a number that went, whoa, then why don't you just pay him that number and have him voice it live for real? I just don't understand, I guess, where this technology is supposed to be beneficial in this instance. I think it sucks.
Yeah, this blows.
Am I wrong?
At least they're going to tell you, because it did say on the screen, this is AI Al Michaels. But in the day,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
An age when they spend so much money to cover the Olympics, just bring Al. Like I said, he lives at Pebble Beach or something like that. He lives out in California. Just have him do it there and send the recaps in every night if he didn't want to go for a free trip to Paris.
Or there's a slew of young broadcasters who have worked their whole lives for this moment. That. Maybe you could give them a shot. Yeah. And we could have a new Al Michaels in 30 years. You know, like this is how you get legends. We're not going to have those guys.
Yeah. Well, that's fine because the Eagle kid's getting all the gigs anyway. So,
but you know what though? Why not
just
spice it
one
up.
More thing for Noah Eagle to do?
And yeah, be
really,
exactly.
Really stinking good.
How about
at.
Someone that's passed away? Like bring back Keith Jackson, like the voice of college football. You know, whoa, Nelly.
But I also don't like those.
Like a hologram.
Because those. I don't think are any better because
it's still a blast from the past. You haven't heard that voice in a while.
Keith Jackson's estate then be getting some money. Yeah.
Like Al Michaels, I kind of believe that was him. You know, I mean, Keith Jackson, I wouldn't.
I thought it was really good. I mean, Keith Jackson, obviously, or any of these that are dead, like, well, then who's getting paid? Like, somebody should get paid.
The family or something?
You can't just be using that. And again, we're going to have the social media fails. We've had a few of those already. Who was it?
Sure.
Was it Scarlett Johansson?
She was one of them.
One of them already that's like, yeah, I didn't give you permission to do this. And there was almost something that got released or a company or something was going to use it without her permission or something that almost got out. But the fails haven't happened as much as they probably should have already yet of, well, I didn't say that wasn't even me. That was an AI voice. I just feel like you're going down a weird direction. AIs for video games. We get it. It's a video game and you have somebody in the studio recording various things and then we put them together so that when Mac's character in FIFA scores a goal, we say, "Goal, Mac."
He's been the voice of sports. He was there for the earthquake.
Those are
the
great
World Series.
I don't like this at all. I think this is scary. And
how many text messages
out of business?
Oh, I didn't know you were covering the Olympics. He'll get those text messages.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I didn't know Al was covering the Olympics and he's like, "I'm not." I'm almost surprised he went with it, to be honest, too. Like, he's in a position where he could go tell people to get bent. I'm surprised he didn't go like, but I'm sure he got, there's nothing in this article or any of the other ones I read that said how much he was getting paid. But I thought if it's an obscene number, good for Al, but also, buy Al.
If it works out, there'll be Amazon's football with
him. Yeah. Yeah, who's to say they don't just put it together and Al's doing Amazon games 20 years from now, not seeing a dime for it, which is, I think, what the actors all fought for, stealing their voices and putting it in movies without, like, they basically signed their life away and these computers could just put together their voices and then make a box office hit and they get nothing back. So, yeah.
As the text line says, give me Madden and Summerall. I will tell you this. I don't think we're far off. Them doing just for a fun little broadcast, we'll have Madden and Summerall voice do the game. Like some obscure game in the NFC, they'll have. I don't think we're far off from that, where they'll say, hey, hear the voice of John Madden again with Pat Summerall. And they'll do an AI version of a game.
Kind of a fun offshoot.
I would listen to Madden right. Summerall call okay. a game again.
All right. I could see that as like a second option.
Like a hologram.
On the other channel or something. Yeah. I could see that.
Hear the legendary Madden. For those people who didn't get to hear a Madden and Summerall game, you know?
Yeah, I just do worry about that. Yeah, the deepfake stuff, too.
Absolutely.
Going a really bad way.
There's a lot of people that's going to think this is real. And,
In another text, Al Michaels doesn't even get excited about football anymore. Why would I want him talking about swimming and diving?
Well, okay. That would be the real Al.
How would you like to be that Canadian from didn't score anything, a score of zero? How would you like to be ever? Are you really doing sidelines or is that fake?
No one's offered me this, but I mean, I guess if the check was big individually, you're like, well, I didn't think about it. I'll stay on the show if you're going to, you know.
Is that the fake Josh Klingler or is that the real one?
I'll just AI me for eternity.
Who's taking the job in Pittsburgh? Yeah. Fake you or?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to Pittsburgh. Stop.
No, you're not. The AI.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He got a deal on that one if they did.
You're not going.
That's for sure. So anyway, you can get Al.
Is Bill Brooks real?
Who knows? It's a valid question.
Or is that AI?
I'd like
Brooks.
To think he's a real person. I like to think the one we found on the internet was real. Think.
I don't know. I don't know what's real anymore.
I know.
I don't know if we're real.
We're real.
Mac, real? You real?
Think so.
They create you in the back.
Are you happy to be here?
I am.
There's already been some funny ones that have been out as well, too.
Oh,
I don't know if you saw some of the funny ones that were going around Twitter yesterday, but there was one about Al doing highlights of the of the women's basketball team, and then going into a diatribe of how it was a travesty that Caitlin Clark wasn't on the team and how they were doing this, and this was the biggest fraud perpetuated on the Olympics since Dan and Dave. And I thought it was a pretty funny one. So already, like, people are doing things with it that's not the intended purpose, which, again, is a slippery slope.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.